Hello, this is Danalee Simon, and I'm so glad you found your way to this Spirit Soak spiritual practice called the Soaking Wet Towel. As we move into this time, I invite you just to get comfortable wherever you are at. Maybe start to clue in a little bit to your own breath and let that ground you in this present moment. So when the coronavirus was something that was still only happening far away and barely on my radar screen, my second grader took a bath in our master bathroom. In typical fashion, he used his towel to dry off and then just left it on the floor. Also in typical fashion, I didn't get around to picking it up that night. But in non-typical fashion, the corner of his towel happened to land in the self-filling water bowl that we have in that same bathroom for our two cats. The next morning, when I finally did get around to getting that towel off the floor, I discovered that it had soaked up almost the entire gallon of water in the cat's watering station. I picked up that sopping, wet, heavy towel, wrung it out, and draped it over the tub to dry. So this image of that soaking wet towel has come crashing back into my imagination over these past couple months. It seems to me that humanity is the towel, and we've landed in a really difficult reality that we have no choice but to soak up. So in this practice, I want to offer you some time and space so that you can allow yourself to notice all that you've taken in. Maybe you will choose to make this time a practice of gratitude, noticing all the good that has come, things like acts of kindness, getting to spend more time with your kids. Maybe you've recognized your own resilience. Or maybe you will choose in this time to acknowledge the difficulty of this moment that we are experiencing collectively around the world. Maybe you'll choose to notice what's been hard, the fear you feel, the worry about your own health or that of loved ones, a feeling of inadequacy that has maybe been overwhelming. What have you taken in that needs a bit of attention today? What needs to be felt, acknowledged, celebrated? I want to invite you just to take a minute or so to see what arises for you. Notice what's asking you to stay with it for a while. You are like a soaking wet towel. Now imagine wringing yourself out. Maybe even do that wringing motion with your hands. Get a bodily sense of being wrung out. Imagine wringing yourself out, letting it all go. the good, the difficult, the things too hard to acknowledge yet, all of it. Wring it out. If you need to soak some of it up again later, it will be there. But for now, you need space to soak up a different reality. The reality of Christ with us and within us. The reality of the life-giving water offered to us in every moment. I want to invite you to rest a little bit in your heart space for a while. All it takes to get there is to bring awareness to the center of your chest area. If it helps, you can bring your hand up to that place on your body and just breathe for a while. Bringing all your awareness to your own heart space. God is flowing constantly within, without, among, between, willing you to soak up anything and everything you need. What do you need today? Peace, rest, creativity, comfort, friendship, affirmation, encouragement, love, patience, connection. What do you need? Imagine dipping your hand, your foot, your heart into the flow of God. All you need is right there. Soak it up. Drench yourself. What do you need? Take just a minute now of silence to see what arises when you ask yourself this question. What do I need? Notice the answer you receive. And just be with that for a while. You are like a soaking wet towel, but this time don't wring yourself out. Just simply go in peace. You are soaked with life-giving water. So walk wet in the world today, dripping all over the people you meet, you see, you connect with. Allowing what you have soaked in to seep even deeper into you. Deeper. Even deeper still. My friends, go in peace.